This podcast is brought to you by Nil Desperandum, literary fiction in the audio format from the Bear Crawling Nation. www.ndstories.com.
Skype of Cthulhu presents Call of Cthulhu Scenario Slaves to the Cause by Jim Phillips.
Yep.
Like that. Okay. So, when we last left everyone, Dr. Larson, Mr. Eugen, and Mr. Gilroy were essentially trying to figure out what to do.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it, yeah.
Reverend Dubois and Mr. Radcliffe basically spent the entire day sleeping. They were apparently extra tired. So they fell back asleep. It is evening. The sun has gone down. You are still at the North household. You've just seen the neighbors, of course, pack up their car and drive off, and but you've heard the message from the government's Office of Emergency Services on the radio telling everyone to just stay in their homes. And you can see, for those who are outside, the kind of red glow over downtown Providence as the city burns.
Yes, I think we were discussing about actually going to go over there and see what's what. Possibly get ourselves killed, of course. Or more than likely. There's apparently some sort of a shield over the... What was that? Which building was it again?
Our Lady of Souls Cathedral.
Yes. So, either they are being protected by something or being attacked by something, I suppose. Seeing as I guess we figured it's not really all that natural for it to be covered in, like, what was it, like purplish jelly or something?
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's what they said on the radio.
Okay, I know what to do. We have to go to the Statue of Liberty.
Yes, I know. Exactly.
Anyone have an old NES joystick?
That hasn't been invented yet.
Damn!
Only problem is we also don't have the mood jello, so.
That's true. Okay.
why do we not have proton packs? So unprepared.
Now crossing the streets would be bad.
So as Mr. Eugen and Mr. Gilroy and Dr. Larson, who is stunned into silence at the moment, are standing outside. Mr. Radcliffe and Reverend Dubois wake inside. So that's where everyone is.
Oh, yes. And as a side note, the original Ghostbusters will be back in theaters this October.
Ah. Uh-huh. HD?
Yep. Remastered and all that. Yes, so we awaken. No smoke, no collapsing building, no mobs of angry people surrounding us.
It's quiet. Okay. Calm.
Hang on a sec, guys. I'll be right back.
As Reverend Dubois wakes up and he's laying in a bed in one of the upstairs rooms, and as you look around, you see the body of Ellie apparently under a blanket on the floor.
The body or the sleeping form of?
if you prefer the phrase, we'll say the sleeping form of. She looks like she's sleeping.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes, she's just sleeping.
Mr. Eugene is starting to wonder about the purchase of a mansion here and whether it was a good idea or not.
Make sure it's very flame retardant.
Yes.
I hear this asbestos stuff is great for building material.
Yeah, for a few years that you're going to live with it.
That's perfectly healthy.
You could eat stuff.
I know.
Yes, nothing wrong with it.
Nothing wrong with it at all. How do you like my new radium-powered watch?
Oh, yeah, it's got those glowing dials.
Yeah. Yeah.
Looks tasty.
Anyway, well, she's asleep, so I'm not going to disturb her, so I'll quietly leave the room. Or head over, actually, I'll head over to a window and look out first.
We'll say you're looking at a back window, so you see, which is facing away from downtown Providence. So you see a quiet, peaceful night. It's dark. It's calm. The only thing that seems unusual is you don't see quite as many lights as you would expect, as you would otherwise expect to for an urban area, or at least a suburban area.
No, as close as that is, I'll try the other side of the house.
What? You don't trust your eyes?
I didn't realize I was in the back room. I meant to look out towards the city.
Well, as you move out into the hallway, there are some windows where you can look kind of to the side, kind of towards the city, and you see again, it seems dark and peaceful and quiet. And hang on just a second.
Hello.
Yeah, there he is.
Good morning.
Hey, Randall.
Morning.
But coming from the direction that you think the city is, you can see there's kind of a red glow lighting up the... doesn't look really bright. It doesn't look like it's really close, but you can just see there's kind of a red glow over the city.
Mm-hmm. I will pray for all the poor souls out there.
Fair enough.
Probably should pray for us too.
I did say all the poor souls out there.
Well, yes. But we are going to be a bit poorer shortly, since we are going to go out there.
Mm-hmm. And so, Mr. Ratcliffe, you awake and you can hear someone moving around in the hallway.
All right, I'll go check, see who it is.
And it is, of course, the Reverend Dubois.
Evening, Reverend.
Oh, hello there, Mr. Ratcliffe.
Sorry, I overslept. Did anything anything else crazy happen?
I've only recently awoken myself. It's quiet. Too quiet. No. Everything seems quiet for now. Would you care to join me in prayer?
No, that's all right. I have some things I need to review.
Some very secular, non-God-based things. You wouldn't understand.
They're not necessarily secular, but, well, You'll see later.
Uh-huh. All right. That's fine.
Thank you.
You have my permission to go do your crazy stuff. I will stay here. Oh, is there a balcony or is it just a window?
Just a window.
Yeah, I'll stay here for a few minutes and I don't know. There's not a lot I can do at the moment.
What are you up to, Mr. Ratcliffe?
Let's see. I'm going to check for the, see if the professor is up yet.
He is not.
Curse it. He'd, like to get into the library to, university library to check over some things. So, would anyone really be at the university at this point?
Only one way to find out.
It's true. Still, you still need to try and contact those, the black-suited men, as well as get some, try and find a way to ask our scaly benefactor what he thinks of the situation. Right, Yig, what can we do? You guys are totally screwed.
I'm assuming that's how last session went.
It was interesting, to say the least. We watched in horror.
as you're looking out the window, Reverend Dubois, you can see figures moving around in the ground outside, out front. And they look to be the figures of Dr. Larson.
Oh, okay.
The great Gilroy.
Yes.
And Mr. Eugen.
So, if they were Russians with gas cans, I was just... I would, that would have been the last straw. Right. I'll head downstairs to greet him.
Okay.
Mr. Ratcliffe, I do believe the others are returning from somewhere.
Ah, good. Let's go and greet them.
So as the two of you make your way outside there, everyone else is standing in the front yard looking confused.
Greetings. Hello.
Good morning.
Did you find Did you find what you were looking for?
We need to catch up. Why don't we go inside and discuss it?
All right.
Let's reconvene and share the intelligence we've gathered, well, that you gathered.
So was Dr. Larson able to get his voice back at the end?
Oh, nope. That's right.
I was like, wait a minute. He's been holding back on us.
No. Yes, let me jump in there. Dr. Larson should still be unable to speak.
Yeah, that's right.
That threw me for a loop. I was like, wait a minute.
Ah, we have a bit of a problem. Dr. Larson is not able to speak, and I do believe he has most of the information.
Dr. Larson, can you write?
Yes, he can.
Good.
All right, well.
So, anyway, I guess we should still go inside and...
Yes, maybe we go inside.
Maybe have some coffee and discuss the situation. It's been a rather eventful evening.
Yeah, and Mr. Rack, since you have awoken, I met an acquaintance of yours who drove me here to the house and wanted to deliver a message to you. I had told Dr. Larson about this already, but a Mr. Ballantyne, he basically said that there's something coming that Ellie or Anastasia or even Max could have stopped. But they don't think it can be stopped, and measures are being taken to make sure that the government survives more or less intact. So, yeah, so basically he thinks there's some gateway opening up.
Oh, my God.
He was able to find their notes, and he told me to give these to you. So, and so I handed him a scrap of paper that I showed Dr. Larson earlier. So,
all right, I need to take this inside and read it at once.
Well, how are you going to heat up the coffee?
Readable as such, but...
Yeah.
I'm just wondering, I mean, we don't have any power or gas or...
I mean, break some furniture and put it in the wood stove.
Oh, there's a wood stove. Okay, yeah. I don't think they had electric ranges in 1920, but they definitely had gas stoves. So, but this is an old mansion. They probably still have a wood stove somewhere. Right.
Would suspect so.
I'll go make coffee while they talk about crazy occult gateways.
The gas is still on, so you can fire.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm. That's weird, but okay.
Gas never goes off.
Why would it be weird?
Actually,
there's a huge fire.
That's what I'm worried about.
There's a huge fire at downtown.
and you've seen
because of that.
And you've seen how many people. Running around worried about it or doing something or dealing with it.
I'm just saying, you think at least one gas line would have ruptured by now. Well, if the gas is still working, I won't complain.
Yes, I think that's the way to go.
Obviously, God wants us to have coffee.
So I guess
Moses, make mine decaf.
Okay, so Reverend Dubois is able to make coffee.
Level up in coffee making.
Now take that skill on my sheet.
I want to take a look over the notes that were handed to me.
Okay. What was handed to you is a piece of paper. It looks like a scrap that was torn from a larger piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
It appears, and you especially would certainly be very able to easily recognize this, it is a very old sheet of paper. You would guess that it came from a book or a folio or some kind of volume that was very old, hundreds of years at least. The writing, however, is of course not in English. There are scratches, marks, and some kind of black something on the paper. If you would like to make a history roll.
All right. I'll see what I can do with that. I've got a pretty good history score. Yep, that's a 15. I get it.
You recognize the writing as being Phoenician.
Phoenician. No, it's a bit out of my pay grade. I'm trying to remember who the Phoenicians were, what they were up to.
The usual empire-y stuff, I believe.
Most likely. Oh, that's right. They were in the... They were in the Fertile Crescent.
Yeah.
Yep.
Between the two.
Yep. Well, I may have performed for some Phoenicians in my travels.
Yeah, they were the original Canaanites.
Yeah.
So what does it say, Mr. Radcliffe?
I don't know. I can't really read Phoenician.
Why would he have me give it to
you? I know some Greek, but I don't think that translates too well.
No.
Different alphabet.
Unless you have the Rosetta Stone.
Yeah. Has that been discovered yet in 1920? I don't remember. What was the date on the Rosetta?
Yeah, that was discovered by... Yeah, that was discovered by Napoleon's troops, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's right. God. Yeah.
Well, what do we do? Dr. Larson still isn't able to speak. We were going to head downtown to go see what the colors are, basically.
Oh, wait. I just realized something about the Phoenicians. One of the gods who is in their pantheon. It was Dagon.
Oh.
Yeah. We're in trouble. I mean, we knew that already, but we're in extra trouble.
Maybe this paper is another way to, maybe it's telling us how to stop him, since we stopped the one ceremony by accident. How to stop him from... killing us all. Does anybody know anybody at the college that might be able to read Phoenician, that we could translate it, and maybe it's, I don't know, another way to try to stop it?
I don't know, it's only a scrap, but we might be able to get some useful information from it. I'm sure the university is as deserted as the city is by now, but we may as well go there and see if we can try and find some way to translate it.
Sounds good.
Yeah, where is the professor?
Apparently not.
He is upstairs still resting, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Yes, he was rather shocked by what he saw earlier tonight.
Yeah,
we need to go to the university. So let's get him and pile him into the car. Just in case.
All right.
Well.
Okay.
That's one way of going at it, I suppose.
We can... If someone asks us for some credentials, we can just sort of, you know, we can show them his doctor.
So his unconscious body to them.
Exactly.
Yes, I'm sure that will go over well.
He's fine. He's just had a lot to drink.
No, he didn't, because that's illegal.
Oh, that's right. So he's fine.
We only have the one vehicle, right?
At the moment, yes.
So we need another vehicle first so we can all fit in.
I could have sworn we had a second car other than mine.
At one point, you did.
I could have sworn we crashed it. Oh, is this? Did you crash another one?
I drove one to the beach, but it was left there because I just wandered away. So,
that's great. Right.
Did the neighbors have a second? I saw them leave one. Did they have a second car? Which is highly unlikely, but.
The neighbors that you saw leave didn't, but there are other cars parked on the street.
Okay, so I'm going to go to the nearest car that's next door and.
Boost it.
See by chance. Yeah. I mean, just try the door handle.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll go with them. Try and see what if there are any.
Oh, is that your car?
Yeah.
Yes.
Good. I was afraid we would all have to pile into my car again. Oh, that's good. Let's on it. Get it open.
Yeah, I'm going to head down the street and see if I can find conveyance as well.
So both Mr. Ratcliffe and Mr. Gilroy are looking to
borrow a car.
Why don't you both make luck rolls?
Okay.
Alrighty.
What is my luck?
51. Just made it.
52. Made it.
All right.
Out of 60.
Two more cars.
Yeah. Here, how about you drive?
You know, you really shouldn't leave your keys in the ignition like that.
All right, so I will go leave a $50 in the door of the house that I take the car from. And then I start it up and back it out, I guess. Or if it's parked on the street, pull forward, turn it on. So...
Okay.
So I've got the other car. So if anybody comes out of the house, I'm dressed. I clean up a little bit and say official business, sir, ma'am. But that's it. So, yeah. So we've got another car. So we should all fit.
Okay. As Mr. Ratcliffe and Mr. Gilroy are out boosting cars, everyone who's still in the. In the house, you hear footsteps coming down the stairs.
Okay. Turn to see who it is.
I presume everyone's in the kitchen because you were drinking coffee. Mm-hmm. Or in the dining area.
Yes. Yeah, probably in there.
As you turn to the entrance, you see Anna. She looks quite disheveled. Her hair is kind of a mess. She's you know, kind of breathing hard, shaking a little bit. She's got a blanket wrapped around her.
Is she still Stretch Armstrong-y?
Well, she's walking, so.
She's walking, so probably not.
I meant she's like.
She looks unsteady on her feet, and she looks up. Mr. Eugene, Max, I'm so... And her eyes kind of scan the room and look at everyone, and she sees Dr. Larson. And as she sees Dr. Larson, you can see her eyes go wide. She says, Dr. Larson, I remember there was... Then her eyes get really big, and she screams, no! And she runs over and buries her head in Max's chest.
Okay.
Way to go, Randall. Drove her insane.
She appears terrified.
Are you okay?
She buries her face in your chest, and she's got her. She's grabbed onto the front of your shirt, and she's just sobbing. Every once in a while, you can make out a word. There. Horrible thing is he terrible? No.
Yes. Well, I'm glad to see you're up and around at least.
And she's just sobbing away.
All right, I'll I'll just hold her.
Okay.
Dr. Larson seems surprised for a moment, but now he's kind of worried. So he's just standing there waiting for, for Max to do something. Or...
Mr. Ratcliffe did blow Ellie's head off, so maybe it just took a little while for the spell to wear off.
Yeah, it's probably not the place to talk about that right now.
That's okay, I'm out stealing cars.
That's yeah.
Ah, okay, well, yes, good.
Dear, right. Would you like a cup of coffee or something?
I was just about to ask that.
Yeah. I would.
She looks up and she kind of looks at you, and you can see that she's trying to avoid looking at Dr. Larson. And she just kind of looks at you and she's kind of shaking, and her eyes kind of dart towards the direction of Dr. Larson, and but she won't quite look at him, and then she buries her face back in your
All right. I'll suddenly give a little hint to Dr. Larson to, like, leave the room. Shoo!
I will go outside the room, but I will do some ear dropping, by the door or
sure.
something.
Okay.
All right. So, would you like some coffee, or maybe something a bit stronger?
She looks up and what? She kind of it sounds like she's trying to say water.
It's actually vodka. All right.
I think she needs milk. It's good for the bone.
So
has a bit of a calcium deficiency.
All right, I'll sit her down on a chair and go get some water.
Okay. As she sits down, she kind of grabs her side, like there's something there that really hurts. And she says, "Thank you. Thank you, Max."
You're welcome. Is your side still hurting?
She looks up at you and she nods slightly.
Okay. Maybe I should take a look at it. It's not like I can have the doctor look at it, so So I'll try to take a look at it and see if there's Is there still stuff coming out of it? Or
she pulls open a fold in the blanket so you can see the side of her stomach. And yeah, there's two large puncture wounds. There's still blood and some kind of yellow substance and some kind of black substance that look like they're just kind of oozing out. The edges of the holes have turned kind of an ugly black.
Does this remind me of like blood poisoning or something?
Would you like to make a medicine roll?
Yeah, I would, but I don't have any. So. What is it, like 5% or something?
Or wait, you were in the war, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
Make a no roll. Let's have Mr. Eugen make a no roll.
All right, let's see. All right, I should probably make this, and I do.
It looks like a untreated snake bite.
All right. Yeah.
Possibly infected.
Probably. Did they have snake packs during?
Probably not access. I mean,
yeah.
Back then, unless you're in the Midwest, Southwest,
I'm pretty sure you're not going to have one.
Yeah,
and you're not going to find one in the house.
Quick, let's whip up some
We should. Yeah, we should get Anna to a hospital.
We have a first aid kit. A very good first aid kit that I borrowed from the church. They probably don't have a venom kit in it, but they might.
You're right. I still have a feeling that the hospital is going to be a better place.
I don't think it will be.
The hospital is probably downtown, right? So,
having gone by the hospital earlier, it's not going to be a good place to be for anyone.
Right. Well, we need something to take care of the snake bite on her on her side. Otherwise,
medical knowledge.
All right. Well, maybe you can take a look at it. It might not end well otherwise.
If anyone wants to make a first aid roll, you're more than welcome to.
Okay. Yeah, I can totally make first aid. That's what I was worried about.
Okay, well, I could do that too, but let's see if I can make it.
Medicine, not so much. First aid,
no, did not make it.
But the Reverend Dubois did?
Yes, I did, with a 17.
Yeah, snake bite. Oh, suck out the poison and stick a band-aid on it.
I don't suck out the poison.
Just at that moment, I walk in the kitchen. What the?
Wait a minute. What's going on here?
But she's with no, but what? Walk again.
But yes, I'll treat the snake bite or direct Mr. Eugen in how to treat the snake bite.
Okay, which one of you is going to suck out the venom?
So that's really something that only kind of works immediately after the snake bite.
Well, there's still crap coming out of it, so I don't know. Maybe it will be.
Cut it first, though.
All right.
And then, yeah.
Well, I guess I might as well give it a try. It can only poison me, right?
Right. What's the worst that could happen?
You swallow a bunch of poison, then you're both poisoned.
Exactly. And luckily enough, we don't even know what kind of a snake it was. So there's that going for us.
Yeah, so the Reverend Dubois directs you to make some incisions over the cuts, and Anna kind of squirms a little bit at this, but not too much. Mr. Eugen bends down to suck at the poison, and you kind of suck and spit, and it's a horrible, nasty, vile, the most worst tasting thing you could ever imagine. And
Well, that's not the steak bite. That's just what Russians taste like.
Hey, now. Is this out of game comment? Is this where I should point out that my wife is Russian?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Anyway,
having never cannibalized a Russian, I can't really say that. That's pretty.
So you have cannibalized other nationalities, then.
Now the Finns. I mean, come on. Anyway,
awesome.
As everyone else is watching, Mr. Eugen, do this. Mr. Eugen, would you make a POW times 3 roll, please?
Lovely. Yes, I can try to make it. And I do, actually. It's a 14.
You see Mr. Eugen kind of shudder, and he collapses to the ground.
Oh no.
You said you made the roll, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah, what would happen if you get it?
As I rolled 14. Yeah, I wonder what happened. It's like instant death.
Now he's gonna hate me too.
So I've come back in the house now. So hey guys, I got another car. What happened?
Mr. Eugen is unconscious again.
Oh.
To be fair, snake venom wouldn't really affect you unless you had any ulcers or cuts or anything in your mouth.
To be fair, it's not really snake venom, is it?
Yeah, I was thinking this.
I'm just
say. Try to shake him to wake him up.
Reverend Dubois? Or?
Yes.
It looks like, from what you can tell, it looks like he's gotten as much out as can get out, so now would be a good time to go ahead and bandage it up.
Yeah.
Maybe don't mind me laying here.
He'll be fine. Just the side effect of the treatment. He'll be okay. bandage up the wound.
And if you can roll me a D4, please.
D4. Yes. If I can find my D4. Yep. 2.
Thank you. Okay. As you're bandaging the wound, you can see Mr. Eugen kind of shake his head and comes around.
See? Ooh, I told you.
That tasted disgusting.
Having not had...
No offense, Anna.
Having not had any strange, terrifying, and sanity-blasting dreams.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, good.
You were more expecting visions. Maybe sweet candy?
No, but it was bad.
Dr. Larson is speaking through the door, looking at Anna.
Okay. She says, thank you, Max. And she looks at Reverend Dubois. Who are you? Thank you. Who are you?
I am Reverend Gibson Dubois.
Are you related to Mr. Dubois? Where is he?
He was my brother.
Was? Did something happen to him?
I'm afraid so.
Oh, I'm so sorry. He seemed like a nice man.
Yes. He was my brother. Terrible, terrible loss. Oh, I didn't know him very well as he left home some years ago.
Oh, that's sad.
Well, now, we have still quite a bit of a big problem.
Right back in.
There seems to be something in the downtown area that's... well, it's not really a good thing, but we should probably go take a look at it in any case.
Right.
And see if there's anything to be done over there.
Did we want to head to the university first? Or no?
You could... I could take anyone who wants to go to the university with me, and the rest of you could check out the, you know, the not at all suspicious red glow going on downtown.
Yeah, I have a feeling that we probably should actually stick together. There's
sounds like
some weird going
on. Sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
Some weird goings on in town, so probably not a good idea to get separated at this point.
You're suggesting we don't split the party? I don't know what game group I'm even playing with anymore.
Indeed.
Yes, let's go to the university.
Yes, well, I mean, if anyone has, if it will help, probably a good idea to go there first.
I don't believe I know Anna's last name.
Romanov?
Yes, that'd be Romanov.
I know that. I don't think my character knows that. So, Miss Anna, there's a young child upstairs that seems to have lost her parents. I brought her here to keep her safe. I'm not very good with children. Do you think you could take care of her while we are investigating what's happening?
She looks up at you. And she says, "Of course. Where is she?"
She's asleep upstairs. Last I checked on her.
Oh okay. Sure, I think I can do that.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. There, Buck passed.
She likes sandwiches. All right, so it's set. We've got we're going to the university. I just happened to borrow a car from your neighbors, so we can all fit and go to the university.
Okay.
Now, with Dr.
Who's Larson, riding in my car?
How do we get Dr. Larson's voice back to him? I mean, is it possible? Are you able to speak yet, Dr. Larson?
Bit of whiskey?
Yeah, I mean...
I guess, weren't we going to get Dr. Larson to write some things down and share with us what he knows?
Here, I can do this. This is what I was told for Mr. Radcliffe there. I relay the message more in depth to Mr. Radcliffe.
So, <Excellent. laughs>
Oh, that's why I keep thinking Marcus Attilius, because my name list says Marcus Attilius right now.
Yes.
Yes, it does.
I should change that. Wait a minute.
It's only been a few weeks.
I forgot I had changed that initially. Well,
I actually tend to change everyone's names based on the game that we are currently playing. So,
right.
I kind of grab a piece of paper and I start writing on it, and I write, "We should go away."
Okay. So Mr. Eugen doesn't need to suck the poison out. All right. Okay, so let's get in the cars and go to university, I guess. Yep. I still have my 38 and small club.
I have Mr. Oh dang! I have Mr. Dashwood's pistol and a shotgun, a trusty shotgun.
I have a hunting shotgun that I've never fired against human beings, but
you probably won't be firing against human beings.
Yeah. Have no fear.
That's comforting.
I believe my rifle is still at the car, so
yeah.
Yeah, I reload my gun.
And there's and the school is, if the university is locked, I can pick the locks just so.
Doesn't the sleeping professor have a key? He works there.
I'm not sure if he'd have a key for the library, but we should take him along just in case.
So we'll load him in one of the cars. And,
your car.
My car. Wonderful. Okay.
We don't have to take his luck roll if he's sleeping.
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, so let's, I guess, head out then.
Onward to insanity.
So upstairs, then somebody want to grab the professor, I guess, we're carrying him along.
Okay. Just to make sure you got it, as you guys are discussing this, Dr. Larson hands you a piece of paper that says, "We should go away."
Away where?
From the house?
No, I check my head.
Yes or no?
Away into the wild blue yonder?
I take the piece of paper again and I go again. We should leave the country.
Oh.
I've already said that Iowa is the perfect place to escape from this menace.
Well, from what I've understood, leaving the country is probably not going to help. I have a feeling if this is going to be anything, it's probably going to be a worldwide thing, so leaving the country will probably not help us that much.
Yeah.
I'm afraid I agree.
Then leave the country.
we have to find a way to at least, we have to stop this or die trying.
Hear that, Reverend? I just shook my head and start cleaning my pistol. I look disappointed.
Well, Canada's not too far away.
All right.
So
where are we going? Professor.
Yeah.
All right, we get the professor into one of the cars, yeah. And then we get into the cars.
Yep. Let's head to the university then, to the library.
You're able to wake Professor Hellsmith, but he's doesn't look like he's in a mood to chat. So.
Okay. Yeah.
You don't have to carry his unconscious form around, so.
Okay, good.
No problem. Sure, it has nothing to do with Mr. Ratcliffe going, I told you so, I told you so, I told you so.
Nothing at all. I'd never do that.
Okay, so you're leaving Anna and Ellie in the house?
Yeah.
Okay.
yeah, I guess so.
Lock the doors. Don't let anyone in.
Okay.
Let's be honest here. We took Professor Hellsmith with us, so they're instantly much safer.
Actually, yeah. I'm going to have to agree with you there.
That might be.
Okay. As everyone kind of files out the door, Anna follows you and she says, be careful, Max. We'll be here. Please don't forget us.
Well, of course not. I'll be back.
I know you will, Max. You can see that she's still avoiding looking at Dr. Larson.
Oh, women.
All right.
Okay, just lock the door behind you. Just in case.
And try not to keep any lights on. Make it seem like no one is here.
Yes, that's probably a good idea.
Okay. So you guys pile into two cars?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And you are headed to the library?
Yes.
Or to the university, I should say?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. As you make your way, you start the cars and start driving. As you're driving through the neighborhood and kind of on still through the suburban areas, you can see there's a few houses that have one or two lights on, but not very many. Most of the houses look dark. There are a couple where you can see the front door is just standing open. There's no one on the streets. There's no other cars moving. You don't see anyone walking on the streets either.
Well, that doesn't really surprise us probably anymore at this stage.
Man, we could just steal everything.
I don't think I would approve of that.
No, if God didn't want us to get more money and armaments and everything like that, he wouldn't have left these doors open.
That's not exactly how it works.
As you near the
resist temptation.
As you near the downtown area of the city, you know the university is kind of on the opposite side. You can see the glow in the sky is growing brighter. And eventually, you turn a corner and you can see that there's some of the buildings are on fire. And for those of you who didn't realize it already, it looks like the entire downtown area of Providence is burning. The smoke is starting to get thick in the air.
All right.
And Professor Hellsmith kind of taps the driver and motions that he knows that another way you can go around. You don't have to drive through the area that's on fire.
Okay.
You don't hear any sirens, you don't see any fire trucks out. It looks like the city is just being left to burn.
That's kind of odd.
So presumably following Professor Hellsmith's direction, you're eventually able to kind of wind your way around the outskirts of the fire. And as you get towards to the university, you can see that it looks like the fire is moving in the direction of the university. It's still a ways off, but no, it's headed this way.
Okay, so we should drive faster and hurry get there before the fire does.
And you're able to park in front of the library without a problem.
All right, good.
You can see that the library, and in fact most of the university, looks dark. In some of the buildings, you can see a light or two on in a window, but otherwise it looks completely dark and abandoned. The door to the library building is standing open.
Oh, sweet. Well, let's go in.
Okay. doesn't look like we need the professor after all.
We can have him in the
corner. We can use him as a doorstop.
Yeah.
We can use him as an extra library use for all. More importantly.
That would probably come in handy.
I agree. All right. All right. Let's go inside the library. Park the cars and go inside.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to leave my rifle in the car just in case that was that's interesting or important.
I'll leave the shotgun, but take Mr. Dashwood's pistol with me.
Okay.
So, what are we looking for here, exactly?
Well, we're trying to find out anything about the Philistine or Canaanite or Phoenician god Dagon. Possibly any sources on translating Phoenician, and also references to portals being opened, gateways.
Sounds like the occult department.
Quite a bit. Yeah, let's see if we can get into their... See if we can find their special selections section and see what kind of old leather-bound books they've got.
Yeah, they probably have a rare book section or something like that.
Yeah.
First editions.
I should point out that there are no lights in the library. It's quite dark.
All right. Do we have any flashlights on us?
Let me see. Do I have one with me? I can tell you.
I think we do. I'm pretty sure I remember us having flashlights.
I don't have any. I don't have it with me. Nope.
We had some at the graveyard, so maybe they're still in the car.
I'm going to try the light switch.
No, they would be in the other Dubois car.
Oh, right. Yes.
The crashed one.
Yeah.
Right.
So I'm just going to try the light switch first.
Party luck roll.
Okay. See, if we saw other lights, so... I've got a luck of 60.
Mine is 65, so...
I got 55.
All right.
There you go.
All right. Let's see what I got here. 74. That's a no.
Nope, lights don't work.
Of course they don't. Well, we have a lot of paper here. We
could
don't you dare.
I was just thinking the same thing.
It tends to light up quite easily.
That's fine. The only book that matters to the Reverend doesn't burn when you put it in the fire. Well, technically it does, but if you don't open it, it only sears the outside.
Let's see if we can find some flashlights or a lantern or something.
It's because it's thick and the pages are so compressed together.
Let's check the reception. See if there's anything there we might use to light our way.
And you guys don't have any flashlights, we determined?
We were in the other car. So.
I mean, I'll go back to my car.
Someone has to have one of them. I really think at least someone is carrying a flashlight.
I'll go back to my car.
Well, the one I had was in the other car.
Yes, Mr. Gilroy, you're able to find a flashlight in the in your borrowed
car.
There
you go. Hey, look, guys. My neighbor was kind enough to... that there, my friend's is Providence. So, all right, so we have a flashlight. So we're looking for the ancient history section or ancient or languages section because we're looking for a lexicon, right?
Yeah, I guess that would be the first place.
Maybe ancient religion, wouldn't it?
Well, we need to translate the text first.
Oh, that's true. Well,
sort of translated, I guess. It's going to be a long night.
Some of us should look up Dagon in regards to the Phoenician side, and some of us should work on translating it.
But we only have one flashlight.
We
just need to find the appropriate books, and then we can study them elsewhere.
All right.
Where there's light.
I'm going to start shining the flashlight down the rows, if there's a heading on the end of the rows, if that tells me. Just for chance. I don't have the Dewey Decimal System memorized, so...
That's okay.
Okay, what are you guys looking for first?
We're looking for a lexicon.
Yeah. A convenient Phoenician to English dictionary.
Yes.
Well, I'd say Phoenician to German would work as well.
Phoenician to Latin would work for me.
Oh, me too. No, let's make it fun and do Phoenician to Assyrian.
Professor Hellsmith taps Mr. Gilroy on the shoulder and kind of beckons him, and he kind of leads you deeper into the library.
Okay, good.
And he starts pulling a few books off the shelf.
Oh, wonderful.
That appear to be books regarding ancient Phoenician and Canaanite writing.
You don't by chance speak or read Phoenician, do you, Mr. Hellsmith?
He just shakes his head.
Yes or no?
No. No.
Rolls his eyes. Yeah. Okay. All right, guys. Let's get to a larger area with more light, I guess, rather than using.
Hold on. You gotta find the other books, the ones on Phoenician religion.
Yep. Well,
they might be in the section we were just in, then, I guess, because these are all Phoenician books, so we could look here.
Well,
I guess
these are all in the language; they're linguistics books.
Yes.
We were looking for history and religious stuff.
Very good description.
Professor Hellsmith takes the books that he's pulled off the shelf and starts walking back towards the entrance to the library. And he kind of waves, kind of pointing, you know, mumbles something about, you know, you'll find what you're looking for over there.
Okay. I go over there. Do I find what I'm looking for?
Make a library use roll.
No, I failed.
Nope.
You lied to me.
Egyptian.
You're all right.
Hittite.
Twelve. There. Made it. Did I find it?
Phoenician. Ah, there's the Phoenician section. Yes.
Yeah, it's spelled with a PH, not an F. I got it right here.
Yes, you're able to find a few books on, or the great Flynn Gilroy is able to find a few books on Phoenician history, culture, religion, that sort of thing.
Gotcha. All right, so now we need to get to a larger area with more light, I guess, so we can read them rather than trying to huddle around a flashlight.
Yeah.
So where should we go? We can go back to the house.
We could go drive over to the burning city and
yeah.
Read by fire.
Yeah, so any ideas where to go?
Well, maybe back to the house then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably be the best place at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Let's load in the cars and head back to the house.
Okay. As you guys exit the library, you see Dr. Larson never actually entered the library. He was just kind of standing by the front door.
Mm-hmm.
And Professor Hellsmith is out waiting by the cars.
Okay. Why didn't you go in? I'm just curious. Follow us.
Maybe he has a fear of libraries.
Could be. All right. Well, let's get back to the car. Come on, Dr. Larson. We're heading back to the house. We got the books we need.
Would that be bibliophobia?
Yeah.
I think something of that nature, yes.
Okay.
So we're in the car and you're going to drive back to the house then.
Okay. That's not going to be a problem. You can see the fire is still burning this way, but it's plenty of ways off. You're able to trace your route back to the North household, which appears, from the as you drive up, appears to be just as you left it.
Oh, good.
All right. Do we still have a key for this place?
Or we just knock on the door and Anna opens up for us.
Well, yes, except she might not. But anyway, yeah, I guess.
We don't have a prearranged knock. Okay, Russian hand signal.
I can just pick it.
But anyway.
Anna, yeah, open up. It's us.
Knock on the door.
Yeah, Anna opens the door for you.
Yeah.
There we go.
There we go.
All right, let's go in the to the dining room, I guess, where there's a table and set all this down.
Okay.
Okay, so are all the books in English or?
Yes.
We've got a series of books where we have Phoenician to Assyrian, Assyrian to Latin, Latin to English.
Right.
Professor Hellsmith takes the, kind of gathers the language books to himself, takes out a few reams of paper, looks up at Mr. Ratcliffe and holds his hand out, says, they mumble something about that he can do the translation.
All right, I hand him the piece of paper, the scrap of paper.
Okay. You see him look at it, and he starts, sets it down, and starts flipping through the books, and you can see him kind of flipping back and forth and jotting down some notes. He looks like he's working on it.
Excellent.
All right. That should be okay. I'm going to go check on Anna.
As everyone kind of came into the house, she kind of skittered back out of the way, apparently still not wanting to look at Dr. Larson.
Real quick, did anybody else's audio quality decrease?
I couldn't hear you. What was that?
Did anybody else's audio quality just kind of get fuzzy?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I was like, everybody was clear. Now it's just fuzzy. Okay, so it must be Skype then. Okay.
Yeah.
Huh. Sorry. I just...
There's a lot of rustling and stuff as well.
Continue. I set books on the table, but I have no clue what I'm looking for, so I'm just kind of like, here you go, guys.
Okay, so Professor Hellsmith is working furiously on his translation.
All right.
Is someone reading the theology book? Yeah.
Well, I can read some of them if there's,
probably
more than one. Does it have any pictures?
Yeah.
It's a pop-up. Hey, look, here's a burning village.
That's a choose your own Phoenician adventure.
Yeah. Here's a burning village 72. With a bunch of fishmen walking around.
If you go insane, turn to page 83.
Your adventure is at an end.
So what are you guys looking for?
They're just looking up info on Dagon.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're very easily able to figure out. It's pretty obvious that, yes, Dagon was a... God who came from the sea was worshipped by the Phoenicians.
And he looks like a merman.
You can find some references to it. He appears to be some kind of giant something. The descriptions are vague. Mm. Make another library use roll. Whoever is reading the books.
I'll make one.
All right. Well, I'm flipping through them, so.
Yep, that's pass.
Okay.
I might as well. I don't make it.
Okay. Mr. Ratcliffe. Whoa.
Nice echo there from Seth.
Yep.
Oh, we're getting echoes again?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that better?
That's better.
Yeah, no echo.
Mr. Ratcliffe, you're able to find reference to a story in one of the books that was... translated from some tablet found somewhere in the Middle East. It's kind of a little vague, but it's apparently a legend or a myth of a time when Dagon appeared to the Phoenicians. Mm-hmm. And it says that that the god appeared, he crawled out of the sea, laid waste to many cities, destroyed many cities. There was much fire and burning. There's some kind of subtle reference. It's not really obvious, but it appears that the Phoenicians at the time were expecting other gods to appear as well.
Mm-hmm.
But that something was done, some kind of sacrifice. Maybe it's not. It's pretty vague. That was able to appease the other gods so that they did not come and destroy as well.
Sounds similar to what was going on at the beach. Somewhat similar.
So we might have to borrow her again.
And round up a few hundred people to commit mass suicide.
Yeah.
Well, maybe there's like a statute of limitations on it and the sacrifice still counts for a while.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, I think we only have one elder god to worry about.
Yeah, I think one is plenty.
Yeah. Well.
Professor Hellsmith is still scratching away furiously at his papers, and his eyes kind of go wide, and he kind of gives it, yeah. And he mumbles something to Mr. Ratcliffe about, I have part of it. He's still working on it.
Mm-hmm.
And he hands you a piece of paper.
I'll read it.
It says that.
What does it say?
It's, I don't know. I can't find it on my page.
Oh.
Wow.
Never mind then. So the first there's
Oh wait, there it is, yeah.
Okay. Professor Hellsmith indicates that he thinks there's six lines on the paper. That's the first.
The great one comes from the sea. Okay, well, yeah, we know that's happening. Aegon's gonna come out of the ocean.
Okay.
And there'll be a massive party.
After a few minutes, he hands you another piece of paper.
Dagon's bringing a keg.
Here throughout the world following.
You can tell from the piece of paper, from the, since it's a scrap of paper, it looks, you know, the lines are not complete. There's stuff hanging over the edges, and the best he's able to do is translate what's actually the words that are actually on the scrap of paper.
Gate must be closed behind him. Oh, yes.
Wait, so we gotta let him out first and then close it?
Innocent sent to distract them and the way. Oh boy.
Innocent. Annie.
Oh, guys, come on. That's not
talk
about
I think
killing
I'm. Me. Yeah, I think that's not going to happen.
Take her to a place of the soul.
A church, maybe?
Upon an altar and call to any that all will. Oh, okay.
And at that point, he looks up and he says, "That's kind of that's it. That's all there is."
Okay. Well.
Well, we go to a church. We pray at an altar. And God sorts everything out. I'm okay with this plan.
Yeah. The only problem is that the church is actually surrounded by that purple jelly thing.
Say what?
Yeah.
Pardon me.
What was that?
The church is surrounded by a purple jello.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Reverend Dubois. Yes. Would you make a no roll, please?
Yes. Yes, I will.
Hang on a second. My call. Okay. Okay.
God is a fan of the color purple.
As you're thinking, you know, as they were talking about, you know, the ancient Phoenicians and Canaanites and the, you know, gods coming out of the sea and destroying things, and now with the message that's been translated by Professor Hellsmith and read out by Mr. Ratcliffe, you can't help but just, you know, some connections form in your mind. And you recall a few things.
They shed innocent blood, the blood of their sons and daughters, whom they sacrificed to the idols of Canaan, and the land was desecrated by their blood. Psalm 106:38.
Oh.
So.
Oh dear.
But wait, there's more. For they have forsaken me and made this place of foreign gods. They have burned sacrifices in it to gods that neither they nor their fathers nor the kings of Judah ever knew. And they have filled this place with the blood of the innocent. They have built the high places of Baal to burn their sons in the fires as offerings to Baal, something I did not command or mention, nor did it enter my mind. Jeremiah 19:4-5.
So,
I never thought that we'd be able to use the Bible as a tome of lore.
So, I just wanted to do a magic show. So I guess we'll have to borrow Annie, and
hey, we have some more innocent blood upstairs.
Oh,
we're not sacrificing anyone to any false gods, is what I'm saying.
Okay, well,
let's take a vote.
No burning altars on the altars of Baal.
Okay, look, here's the situation.
I was implying that would be a bad thing to make any human sacrifices.
Yeah, let's,
I tend to agree with that.
This is the situation. If we fail, you know, they'll die a horrible screaming death anyways, and probably be in eternal torment from some horrible realm of badness.
If we commit human sacrifices, we'll all burn in hell forever.
I'll be willing to take that chance.
I'm not.
Well, tell you what.
And I will physically stop you if I have to.
Let's see if there are any neighbors next to him. Or we could go down to the local jail. Although that said innocence, right?
Innocence.
Did it say how many?
Oh, this is, oh God.
This is not good.
So, no, it's not good.
So the text,
priest is looking very concerned because you're contemplating human sacrifice.
Wait, does it mean innocence as in, you know, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say no more?
Just weighing all the options.
It said the land was desecrated by them shedding innocent blood.
Well, the land is going to be desecrated anyways. And of course they say it was desecrated because they that wasn't their religion.
Right.
I look desperate. I grab a piece of paper and I start writing again. This already happened.
Yes. Wow.
Yeah, the islanders.
Yes.
No, that's what I was hoping, is that there was a statue of limitations that we could still...
What we need to do is we need to go investigate this strange phenomenon surrounding this church. perhaps if we can free this place of God from this horrible binding placed upon it, then the Lord will do his work.
Be my guest.
Well, let's we have to give you like a chalkboard or something, Dr. Larson.
Yeah.
He's the dad from Legend. An extra sketch.
All right, let's go to the church then. And obviously here at the house doing nothing, the church might have an answer since it's apparently something doesn't want us to be in the church, right?
Correct.
It would seem like that, yes.
Well, let's try to get in the church then, I guess, somehow. Maybe we need an innocent to get into the church.
I go upstairs and tell Anna that if any of them try and take her anywhere, not to go with them.
She doesn't know you. Tell you what, yes. Let's take Anna.
Yeah, I actually don't agree with that plan at all.
Going to the church, or having
taking Anna for a a sacrifice.
Yes.
No, that's not a sacrifice. No. I'm saying maybe we need an innocent to open the door. I'm not going to kill anybody that doesn't deserve to be killed. So, I mean, Flynn, I can't say myself I'm innocent. So, anybody else?
I'm not putting a small child or a woman in danger.
Okay, well, let's just go to the church then and see how that works. If need be, I guess we can go back to the house and grab one of them to open a door if need be. I'm not saying sacrificing one of them. I'm just saying having them open a door.
My Lord, forgive these sinners. They know not what they say.
Well, who knows what the opening the door requires.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
It's not like it's a normal door, so, it might still end up being a sacrifice.
I'm not convinced that the church is embedded in purple jello yet, to be fair. Okay.
Well, you will be shortly, I suppose.
So, well, let's head to the church and then, I guess, try to open the door to get in. Try to get through the goo. I don't have any idea. I'm just...
Well, yeah. We might as well check it out.
Yeah, because here at the house, we're not doing anything. I mean, we read the books. We got the info, sort of. And we just got to try something.
Yes.
To the church. And now we're at the church.
I go, first, let me grab my bag. And I come down with a small bundle. No, I'm just kidding.
It appears to be squirming slightly.
So, before though, make sure you get a flashlight just in case. I've got mine still. So.
maybe get a couple extra.
Lantern or something.
Yeah, so. Okay. All right. Let's to the church, and I'll follow the other car since I don't know where it's at driving.
Okay. Yep.
So you're able to make your way. You get back in the cars. You're leaving again. You're leaving both Anna and Ellie at the house.
Yes.
Yeah. Same instructions as before.
Okay.
Yes. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. No.
Also, if me and Max aren't with these people. And they come back.
Yes.
Do not go anywhere.
Okay. As you're driving through the city, it looks pretty much the same as before. You're able to skirt your way around the fire and back towards the harbor area. As you turn down the street, where most of you are familiar with Our Lady of Souls Cathedral. You can see that the street in front of the cathedral is a mess. There's cars that have been upturned, and a few of them look like they were on fire. They're smoldering.
Looks like there was a riot.
Windows are broken out. There are some bodies laying on the ground. Some of them look like they've been literally torn apart. There's, you know, limbs laying here. There's a head over there.
What happened here?
You see, there's what looks like a wireless unit that's been smashed. That's next to a body.
Oh, that's the reporter. We heard him on the radio.
Yes.
It's not good. Are they standing? Are they in front of the church or outside of it? Or
They're outside of it. Everyone's. You know, these bodies are just kind of all up and down the street.
And the church itself, is it purple?
As you approach the cathedral itself, you can see that the entire structure is covered in some kind of gelatinous, slimy-looking something. It appears to be it's kind of cloudy, a little bit sparkly. You can actually see some lights. Looks like there's some lights flickering here and there, actually in the slime.
I actually think I know how to get in here. Unfortunately, it would be a Drayton idea, not a Reverend Gibson idea. Because we never did go all the way down into those catacombs in the crypt.
If everyone would make a spot hidden roll.
The crypt, remember, we did go in there because there was just we went down and then there was just a hole where the zombie came up out of.
Was there? I thought we never went down all the way to the bottom.
Yeah, no, I went down there to check just to make sure. Yep. Yeah, there was just a hole in the ground.
I don't remember because I was dead.
Yeah. Yes. What roll did you miss to make?
Spot hidden roll all the way around.
All right. Hidden.
I definitely don't make it.
15. 99.
I made it.
I'm distracted.
Mr. Ratcliffe?
Mr. Ratcliffe appears to be very, very unconscious at the moment.
Yes, he is. You're right. Never mind. He has passed out from the horror. So who made it? Just Mr. Gilroy?
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Gilroy, you can see that in the darkness and the flashing lights, it looks like the gelatinous mass that is covering the church is pulsating. Maybe it's moving a little bit.
Oh, that's just brilliant.
That's
not good.
That'll be a sand roll for Mr. Gilroy.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm glad I didn't make that.
That's a 70. I failed.
Well spotted.
D4.
Oh, man.
So, purple slime covering a cathedral.
Oh, gosh.
That's fine. But noticing the slime is also moving slightly.
Oh no! I took 4 right there, so that's not good. I'm going to go pick up the wireless unit that was there and throw it at the slime.
Okay. It kind of squelches and it kind of blurt and sticks.
Okay, I don't think we're going to get through there.
Maybe we should try and burn it.
And then a moment later, as everyone is watching, it looks like it's actually being sucked into the slime and dissolved.
Oh.
Yeah, I think we should burn this.
And that'll be sand rolls for everyone else.
That on the other hand, is definitely something worth the sand roll. I failed.
Do I need to make another roll?
No.
I made it.
See, I told you guys.
That's a D4 for those of you who failed.
Oh.
I lose 2.
What's going on? I got cut off there for a second.
We're going crazy.
Make a sand roll, Mr. Ratcliffe.
Oh, okay.
Perfect timing. So it's a chelate.
Yes. What's the damage?
You passed?
Yes.
Nothing.
Oh, okay. Awesome. What am I? What was I possibly going to go insane from?
Purple goo.
It's pulsating on the church.
Yeah, and eating. It seems to be eating a wireless unit at the moment.
Are there any pieces of like flaming building around that we could take?
Yeah,
like,
I was just about to ask about that.
Fire, stab the, touch it,
burn it with fire. Purifying, cleansing, holy flames.
Yes, there is some fire around.
So I'm going to grab a piece of, wood that's burning on one end and walk up to it in throwing distance and try to throw it and hit it.
Okay.
So, you want me to make a throw roll?
No, I think you can manage to.
Okay, good.
You miss the giant cathedral.
You must walk up and touch it now.
Okay, as your flaming piece of wood hits the mass, you can hear the wood sticks, and you can hear kind of a hissing sound, like when wood hits water, that kind of sound. And then the mass surrounding the fire kind of draws back, like opens up. You can see, and the wood falls to the ground.
All we have to do is light ourselves on fire, and we can walk right on in.
And then you see, it looks like the a piece of the mass kind of oozes from the wall of the cathedral out into the street.
Or we run.
And more and more starts oozing out into the street.
And we run. We get back into the car and we drive away.
And kind of starts piling up into a big kind of blob shape that's kind of oozing. And
is it still connected to the church?
At the moment, yes.
I honk the horn at others who are not yet back in their car and say, maybe we should leave.
I'm going to get close to the blob and see if it reacts to me being next to it.
Oh, jeez.
No, I have a plan.
Does your plan involve rolling up on your character?
As you see Mr. Gilroy approach the blob, which has piled itself up, to kind of a generally cylindrical shape, although it's kind of amorphous and shapeless, but you kind of think of a cylinder about 2 meters high. As Mr. Gilroy approaches it, it detaches itself from the mass the rest of the cathedral and lunges for
my God. Okay.
Mr. Gilroy.
That plan didn't work. Okay.
No, obviously not.
Okay.
Who may want to make a dodge roll.
Yeah. That's dex times two, right? Oh, no. Yeah, dex times two. Oh, that is not good. I fell miserably. 85. Help, mother.
Yep. You can see the gelatinous mass sticks onto the side of Mr. Gilroy. You can see it kind of sucking at him. It hasn't completely engulfed him.
I get a stick and hit it.
What's your strength, Mr. Gilroy?
My strength is 11.
It only beats you by 50.
Sitting, that's not good.
Yeah, you're gonna need to roll a strength, but yeah, basically you're not gonna pass.
There might be a chance. Let's see.
Does it beat his strength by more than 10? Oh, never mind.
I just wanted to do a magic show. My plan was to see if it reacted to us being near it, because I was going to...
Yep, it did.
And, well, that plan failed.
No, I think it was a stunning success to prove that it reacts to you being near it.
What is everyone else doing?
I'm melting.
Someone is hitting it with a burning stick.
Yeah.
Sorry, what are you guys, so what is everyone else doing?
Oh.
Oh, I inside the car with the Reverend already.
Yeah.
As everyone else backs away.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Let's see. Next 12.
This is not good.
The understatement of a century.
Pretty much, yes.
Is there?
Oh, look, he's doing a magic
get
trick.
That off of you with.
He's disappearing.
If I lied about my adventurers, and I am really innocent. No.
As everyone else is standing around, you can hear a squelching sound as you see Mr. Gilroy take 32 points of damage.
Oh, God.
And you can see his body is torn apart and sucked into the...
That is gross.
Oh. How many times over did that kill you?
I had 5 hit points left. So...
So about 6.
Yeah.
6 and 8.
That is so again. That's not right. Uh-oh. I'm getting back, sorry.
Yeah, Seth is echoing again.
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, you are echoing.
No, that's Seth East echo.
I'm echoing again?
Yep.
Let me...
Oh, dude, that's nasty, Flynn.
Oh, my. Okay, so what's the next plan, then?
Who else is in the car? Because I'm about
I am
to drive
in the car.
I'm going to get in the car as well.
That's a good idea.
I'm just going to get as far away from whatever this crap is as possible.
You're still echoing, Seth.
About this.
That's better.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. There you go.
So you can see this amorphous mass now with various bits of Mr. Gilroy suspended in it. Starts moving towards you.
Let me guess, that's a sanity roll.
It will be in just a moment, yes. It starts moving towards you.
We start moving away from it.
Yeah, now's a good time now's a good time for a sanity roll.
Yeah.
Yes.
I
make it.
I pass.
Oh, there you go, Seth.
What's changed? What have you done that has made the echoing come back?
Nothing.
I don't understand. I thought we were free.
You
too. Okay, there you go. It's gone again.
Yeah, it's gone again. But
all right. I think
who knows for how long?
No one can say.
Obviously, we need to go sacrifice Anna to make the echo stop. Yes,
let's run away. Let's run away.
Failed miserably.
Okay. Who passed? Who passed their sand rolls?
I did.
I passed.
Dr. Larson and Mr. Eugen.
Yes.
And Reverend Dubois failed.
I got 99.
Ooh.
Oh.
And Mr. Ratcliffe?
I passed 36.
Okay. That's a D6 for those of you who passed.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow.
Oh, boy.
D-coin.
Reverend, I think you're about to get a taste of what real madness feels like.
By the way, is this still counted as the same session as last week?
1 point.
Yes.
1 point as well.
Okay, because I think I lost... Do you happen to remember how many points of sanity I lost last week?
There were a couple from watching Dr. Larson, right?
Yeah, I have a feeling I've lost like 10% of my...
It's 20%. It's 1/5 of your total.
Okay, it's 1/5. Okay, then it's okay still. I can still lose a bunch more.
Yeah. I, on the other hand, might lose 1/5 in one go.
Well, that's good for you.
Yeah, well, we're going to go by the book here, Reverend Dubois. Sorry, that's a D20.
Oh!
This is Shoggoth, isn't it? God. Oh, dear. Wow.
His head explodes.
Oh, no.
No, and he's driving.
That'll be a 19.
Oh.
I think that's a temporary insanity of some kind.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Okay, wow. Well,
it might actually be a permanent one.
I think that's permanent loss.
It's not permanent, but it's like years or whatever. Yeah, it's not essentially permanent.
Well, this church is turning out to be our worst adversary yet.
Yeah, it's just disintegrated one of our buddies, and another one is going insane now.
I'm running out of Dubois.
Maybe there's a cousin somewhere still left.
So as the Reverend Dubois screams in terror and happens to be behind the wheel of a running car.
Yes!
Ramming speed!
With Dr. Larson in the car.
Yes! Oh, this is getting good.
Oh, man.
The Reverend Dubois, you hear him, those of you who are outside of the car, and unfortunately for Dr. Larson inside the car, hear Reverend Dubois scream in terror, horrible, blood-curdling shriek, jams on the accelerator. The car shoots forward, swerves around another wreck, right into a wrecked car, and there's a huge crash.
Of course.
Then.
What else could it have been?
And there will be a luck roll for Dr. Larson and the Reverend Dubois individually.
I just wanted to save my life.
I honestly thought you were going to make me actually ram the Shoggoth there. It would have been hilarious. No, I failed my luck roll.
Okay.
Hello?
Okay.
Dr.
Larson
failed too.
Yeah. I just checked. You are indefinitely insane.
Yeah, I'm looking at that right now.
1d6 game months.
Yeah.
Fortunately, you know a good psychiatrist.
Well, yes, if he was able to speak.
All right.
Fortunately, however, you weren't going that fast because you didn't have that far to build up speed.
Yeah.
So that'll be a D6 each hit points.
Okay.
Okay.
Did we actually come here in two cars?
3 points.
Yes.
1 point.
The keys, I had the keys with me to the other car. You see him floating in the goo.
Oh, crap.
So the keys were with me, so...
Oh, that's just great. I'm going to start running towards the crash.
Okay. As the amphorous blob is slowly making its way up the street towards you.
Yes, well, I'm running away from it, I hope.
Okay. Yes, that would towards the crash is away from the...
Yes, yes, okay, good.
I get out of the car.
That's the echo again.
Any better?
No.
Nope. That's better.
There we go.
He just muted his mic.
I'm gonna blame Skype on this one because I'm not doing
anything. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
You have a headset, though, right?
Yep, I do.
Yeah. I would blame Skype as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll do. Well, I think these days we can blame Microsoft, too. So.
Mm. Yes.
What did they do?
Google.
Oh, yes. They purchased
they bought Skype. Yeah.
Actually, I do believe it's going to be in the Light family. So it's a daughter. Daughter company for Microsoft.
Yeah.
I happen to work for Microsoft, so.
Ah. There you go. So we'll blame Tony.
Yes.
Tony's fault.
Okay. So the Shoggoth is bearing down on Mr. Ratcliffe. And
I'm going to go to the crash and help Dr. Larson and the Reverend if he is willing to let me help him.
You see the...
I'm probably still jamming on the accelerator.
Yeah. Wild-eyed look. Hands gripping the steering wheel. Foaming at the mouth.
But Dr. Larson got out of the car already, or...
Yes.
Speaking in tongues.
All right. I'll give the Reverend a couple of good slaps and... get him on his feet.
Okay. Those of you who are still sane and still alive, would you all make spot hidden rolls, please?
All right. I would make it, finally.
I will also make it, amazingly.
Okay. From the... from behind where the amphorous mass is approaching you, further down the street, you can see a figure, what looks like a man, step out onto the street, and he's waving his arms like he's trying to get your attention.
And he's, let's go that way.
And then he's waving like he's trying to get you to come towards him.
Yeah,
really, he's casting a spell on you.
But he's behind the mass that's approaching.
Yes.
Okay. Well, it's not really fast, or... How fast is it moving?
At the moment, it's not moving very fast. It's just kind of
slowly
oozing its way down the street.
So we can go around it?
Eating everything in its way, I suppose.
Leaving a nice clean trail on the pavement.
Lovely. Yeah, I think we try to run around it.
Okay.
I'm dragging... the Reverend with me.
That was going to be my question.
Yeah.
Can't be real. Oh, hey, wait a minute. That reminds me. I get an idea roll. I almost forgot.
Oh, yes.
It's a little late, but and I almost certainly will pass. Yeah, I pass.
You realize that your entire life is a lie. This is what you were made from.
Yada yada, etc. But I get Cthulhu mythos. Yep. So there's that.
So there's that, yes.
Dang, I should have gone insane. I need some more Cthulhu mythos. Okay, but yeah, I'll Mr. Radcliffe will go along with them, but just as far away from the horrible goopy mass as possible.
Okay. Well, yes, we will go quite far around it, so
And Mr. Eugene, you're trying to drag.
Yeah, I'll try to drag Reverend. with me. And if he doesn't,
if he doesn't seem to be the reverend.
Yeah, if he doesn't seem to cooperate too well, I'm gonna knock him out and carry him.
Throw him as a distraction.
Don't have to run fast. I just have to run faster than you.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
If I could speak, I would say that the Reverend is an innocent.
He was a professional celebrity race car driver for several years before he became a priest. I think he's not.
Mr. Ratcliffe, would you make a luck roll, please?
I will. And I will make it on the dot, 55.
Okay. Dr. Larson and Mr. Eugen, would you also make luck rolls, please?
Everyone's breaking up now. I don't think it's even just Seth anymore.
What? A luck roll?
Yeah.
What do you say? What do you say, Jim?
Luck rolls.
Yeah, the quality of the Skype has gone down quite a bit.
Mine still sounds pretty good, actually.
I can barely understand anything anyone's saying.
Same.
Well,
it sounds like I can understand everyone, but it's gotten very low quality.
I missed my luck in any case.
Okay.
So am I rolling luck, or am I just...
No.
Okay.
I would pass.
Okay. Mr. Rackley, if you're able to skirt around the blob without any problem. Dr. Larson and Mr. Eugen, as you're carrying Reverend Dubois between you, as you're trying to skirt around it, the blob suddenly lunges for you.
Great.
They can smell the crazy.
if it had hands, it would be trying to grab for Mr. Eugen.
Oh, it has hands. It has mine.
All right. Can I dodge?
Yes.
Would you make a dodge roll, please? It can make hands if it
wants to. Can I dodge?
Yes, please.
All right. Let's see.
Be fair.
Maybe I should once make one of my rolls. And I do.
But you're able to dodge out of the way. However, in doing so... Reverend Dubois, would you make a luck roll, please?
Of course.
Yes, of course. I will make a luck roll. Well, the good news is we probably won't have to worry about me being crazy. The bad news is I failed my luck roll.
Okay. What is your size, Reverend Dubois?
14, I think. Let me double check that. 14.
And Dr. Larson, what is your strength?
10.
Okay. As Mr. Eugen jumps out of the way of the blob, takes it past where Mr. Eugen jumped out of the way towards the Reverend Dubois, who suddenly stumbles and... Dr. Larson, you have a 30% chance to keep a hold of him.
Okay. Oh, 70.
Dead.
The Reverend Dubois slips out of your hands and is grabbed by the blob.
Oh,
great.
I keep running.
Why have you forsaken me? Clark. Spork.
A moment later, you hear a squelching sound as his body is torn apart.
Oh, man.
No. Okay.
I don't want to look. I just keep running.
Yeah, I think I will actually, since I see this happening, I think I'll just... start running again.
Okay.
Way to fail me. Sure does seem sanity impacting.
Yes.
I'm still running.
Yeah, I guess should we roll for sanity again or?
No, not right now. That's okay.
Oh, right. We've already seen this happen once today, so.
This is old hat.
As you're running down the street towards the figure who was waving towards it to you, As you get closer, you can see he has a he turns a flashlight on. He has a flashlight in his hand. He's waving towards you. You can see it's a figure in a black suit.
Oh, of course it is.
And I think that's a good place to end it for this.
Oh, with my gosh.
So do I.
Yes, considering two of us are dead, it's probably better to end it
dead.
Oh, God.
Dead. I should just roll up a man in a black suit, shouldn't I?
Oh, man.
Oh, dear.
In a black suit.
Wow.
Okay, well, that did not quite go as well as we might have expected.
Who's stupid? I didn't go to the church. Oh, wait. Oh, my gosh. Well, I had this plan that, well, if it didn't, you know we were next to it, I would grab the fire, go to the door on the church, move it out of the way, then we'd go in. But obviously that didn't work.
Interesting idea.
Yeah.
So again, that backfired.
Again, we should have had the Statue of Liberty.
I think that was the best plan.
That would have been the better option. Yes.
Oh, jeez.
Some Mugello.
Okay, guys.
All right.
Well, I'll have
to very nice, bloody, gory session.
That was a very good session. Jeez.
Yeah, that was the first time I've ever been eaten by a Shoggoth. So.
No, awesome.
Cross that one off the bucket list, I suppose.
Jeez.
Well, that was quite fun. That was quite fun.
Thank you.
That was pretty nice. Who the heck? Who summons a Shoggoth? That's just not a smart thing to do.
Yeah.
Almost like, oh, wait, deep ones.
Oh, yes.
Watch your emails in the next couple of days, guys. I'll have some guidelines on what's going to be available for
Good.
Yeah, okay.
Nice.
Characters. It won't be too limited, but it will be.
Yeah, that's fine.
There's a certain reality that, you know.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, I came here looking for my cousin.
And you were found dead.
Well, you know, since you do believe in heaven and all that, maybe you will be reunited
in
heaven.
Fine.
I totally lost all my faith at the last second.
Oh, right. Well, don't worry. Maybe you'll meet in hell in that case, considering your brother wasn't probably one of the best people in the world. So.
No, he wasn't.
Gosh.
Oh, dear. Well,
that's great.
That was interesting. Thank you, gentlemen. I'll see you next week.
See you guys next week.
Take care, guys.
Next week.
Yeah. Bye.
See you guys.
See you later.
Bye.